This podcast is brought to you by Pearland Economic Development Corporation. Pearland offers a unique quality of life because it's home to excellent schools, championship sports, wide open outdoor spaces, recreational wonders, leading businesses, low cost of living, and a spectacular location minutes from the Texas Medical Center, downtown Houston, and the beach. Get the facts at preparetoloveit.com. Hello and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is Elise Hobson, venture partner at the HX Venture Fund, a fund of funds that's hosting Venture Houston next week. The event on Monday, September 12th at the ION will be a full day of showcasing Houston innovation with speakers and guests alike coming into town to participate in the conversation, including Gwyneth Paltrow, founder of Goop, an HXVF portfolio company. Elise shares what all people can expect from the event on the show today. So Elise, just to start, let's talk about Venture Houston and kind of that original goal y'all had for the event this year, what HX Venture Fund had for this year, what y'all were being really intentional about with Venture Houston 2022.
Yeah, thanks for, first of all, I really want to thank you for having me today. Super excited to talk about Venture Houston and what we have planned. To start answering your question, really, you know, Venture Houston 2021, which was an all virtual event held in February of 2021, you know, we first had the goal of just really wanting to shine a spotlight on Houston's tech innovation ecosystem. It's been flourishing in a burgeoning ecosystem for the past several years and wanted to showcase our model, right? So we are backed by several very innovative corporates who then we take that capital and invest it in venture capitalists across the nation that have investment thesis that reflect the needs of Houston's innovation ecosystem. And we wanted to bring in those prominent VCs alongside the corporates here in Houston and include a third community, which is Houston-based founders, and really get those three communities talking and engaging and showing all of Houston and outside of Houston what Houston's tech ecosystem was really all about. And we weren't quite sure what to expect with that first event because it was virtual. It was the first time we were doing anything like this and thought maybe we'll get like, you know, 300 or so participants. It exceeded our expectations beyond belief. We had over 2,500 registrants from across the nation tuning in, and it was really exciting event for us. And I think it accomplished exactly what we were looking to do. So this year, now that COVID is not so much an issue, we really wanted to get the ecosystem engaged and buzzing and do it in person. And so we've decided to host Venture Houston 2022, again, this time at the ION in person, and not only showcase the Houston innovation ecosystem in an even bigger and better way and get that in-person energy that you can never really get virtually, but showcase our model as well, because our model is really all about helping innovative Houston corporates further their innovation interests and their roadmap alongside our primary goal, of course, of earning top-tier returns for them. But and then showcasing to all of the VCs across the nation that Houston is a destination for innovation. We are not a flyover city. We are a destination. And then engaging the Houston founder base. And this time doing it in person and showing how our model really works in a one-day, full-day innovation event, I think, is going to be quite exciting. Especially at a place like the ION that serves this type of event quite well. You know, we're going to be on the fourth floor of the ION, but also If we do max out the capacity up there, we'll have some space in the downstairs as well. So we are just welcoming anyone who is interested in tech, interested in innovation, interested in venture, to please come and attend our event on September 12th.
I think it's so interesting because the concept of HX Venture Fund has been really interesting to watch develop, from the idea to now being, having examples of seeing success from the model, and then Venture Houston being kind of that annual moment to reflect and see the effect in action and in person, thankfully, this year. So that's really special to see, this fund of funds now into this in-person event. Like, I think the impact will be very visible in such a big way. So in terms of like the structure this year, tell us a little bit about the program. I know you've been focused on that for a while, and it's really exciting to see kind of how much you're packing into one day. So hit us with the highlights of what people can expect during the day.
Yeah, so we're kicking off the day with a bang. Our keynote session is going to feature founder and CEO of Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow, alongside the founder and managing partner of Graycroft Ventures, who's also one of our underlying venture fund investments, Dana Settle. And then we will have Texas Southern University's Communications Director Melinda Spalding moderating that conversation. And it's going to really be hard-hitting conversation around an entrepreneur's journey. So this will be a great conversation for founders and for VCs alike, because again, showcasing our model, we invest in Graycroft. Graycroft then invests in really high growth, innovative startups like Goop. And what does that journey look like for the investor and for the entrepreneur and becoming a really successful startup? And what are the missteps you can avoid? What are the lessons learned? And what did that journey look like for both parties involved? And so I think it's going to be a really exciting conversation for all. And then we are going to have a full day of panels that are discussing really relevant topics, things like the future of healthcare, revolutionizing the energy transition, space and mobility, future trends coming from Houston. And those panels are going to be packed with really prominent speakers as well. For instance, our future of healthcare panel will be moderated by Dr. Peter Pisters, who's the president of MD Anderson. We're going to have Paul Cherukuri, the vice president of innovation from Rice University. Our space and mobility panel will have the director of innovation from NASA, Douglas Terrier. So, really prominent speakers across the board. And I think very relevant topics to the Houston innovation ecosystem specifically. And of course, there'll be several opportunities throughout the event to network, especially for founders. We'll have a large group of VCs there. We're going to have a large group of really innovative corporate leaders there. The whole community, we're inviting, just anybody who's participating in the innovation ecosystem to come and join and gather and connect.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about networking opportunities because, first of all, it's a great chance to check out the Ion if you haven't been there. I know a lot of people still haven't yet. So, to be able to attend this event and then check out the Ion and then network, I think the whole day culminates in like a social opportunity and networking opportunity right at the end of the day, like a happy hour.
That's exactly right. So we'll be opening up doors to red for check-in at 7 a.m. We'll have a networking breakfast. We'll have several breaks throughout the day. We'll have a networking lunch. And then, as you mentioned, a cocktail reception at the end of the day to kind of wrap up the event and not only allow for another opportunity for the whole ecosystem to really connect, but also to just celebrate this full day of innovation that we've just experienced. So I think it'll be a really nice way to cap off the end of the evening. And one other conversation I really wanted to mention, we do also have an afternoon keynote featuring founding partner of LeadEdge Capital, Mitchell Green. And Mitchell has been featured several times on CNBC and other major networks giving his thoughts on the state of the market. And so he's going to be sharing those thoughts live. And we're really excited about that keynote as well.
Yeah, it really is a packed day. And especially when it comes to those panels and all the different speakers they're joining, it's a lot of heavy hitters, which is really exciting to see, especially here in Houston. So, what does it mean to have so much of the speakers come into town to see Houston, in person and communicate with the attendees in person? What is that impact you're really hoping to make and in a lot of ways have already made just by hosting this event?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we are incredibly honored that so many innovative corporate leaders, VCs, and Houston-based founders like HiRadius and Cart.com and Nauticus Robotics have agreed to participate in this year's event and give their perspectives on, the corporate perspective of whatever the panel topic might be, the investor perspective and that founder's perspective, because once again, that really showcases our model in a really nice, well-rounded way. And we're hoping that this will impact Houston's founders mostly to really understand what these three groups are looking for, especially when it comes to from the investor perspective and the corporate perspective. And then those entrepreneurs, those founders who have really learned what it takes to achieve success, specifically in this innovation ecosystem and in this community. So we really hope that all the attendees, can really understand how the innovation ecosystem comes together with these groups, lessons learned, best in class practices, upcoming trends, really what to expect, what's down the road in the next year, 2 to 5 years, when it comes to different technologies and where Houston's ecosystem is trending. And so I think it's just gonna really be a great opportunity for all attendees to learn more about where we are now and where we're headed.
Absolutely. I wonder, when you think about who's already signed up, what has been surprising for you to see that the who the event is attracting to come and attend, and some people coming in town, to attend the event.
Yeah, a large preponderance of the current registrants are Houston-based, but we're getting also a really great number of out-of-towners, people not in Houston, people not even in Texas that are wanting to attend. So that's really exciting. Also, it's really exciting to see the types of individuals coming. So we have CEOs all the way to students, right? Like we're inviting even the students who are interested in Houston's innovation ecosystem to come and attend and really learn and soak up, where we are now and see where they might fit in the future. So being able to see such a wide variety of geographic interest and interest from top level, C level executive, all the way down to students and everything in between is exactly what we were hoping for. We want to get everybody involved and everybody excited. And it's also just exactly what, again, our model is showcasing. We have the corporates, the investors, and the founder base. And so we're just really happy that we've been able to garner interest from so many different people.
So I guess one thing I wonder from your perspective, because I know you've been kind of on the front lines of taking this idea into reality, what has been the biggest challenge for you for creating such a big event? It will be a big group of people, a big event, and also such, heavy hitters, some really big names coming too. Was it challenging to kind of like sell them on, hey, come to Houston for this event?
Surprisingly, it was not difficult to get, especially the majority of our venture capital speakers are from outside of Houston. Again, that showcases our model. We're trying to not only bring in venture capital dollars, we're trying to bring in that venture capital acumen into Houston's ecosystem, which is why our strategy leans towards investing in VCs outside of Houston, because we think so highly of the VCs already here in Houston, and we just want to add to that capital and acumen. And we engage and collaborate with VCs who do not consider Houston a flyover city. So they were excited to be able to come in person and engage with a huge part of the ecosystem. You know, it's not just a few individuals, it's really going to be quite a large event, as you mentioned. And so this will give, you know, all of our out-of-towners the opportunity to really see what Houston's innovation ecosystem is all about. And so because they were so excited and so willing to participate, it just got the team at HX Venture Fund even more excited. And we challenge and push ourselves because we just want the, you know, the most expert level speakers for each panel to really provide an impactful takeaway for the audience. We don't want to put Venture Houston on for the sake of putting it on, right? Like, we want this to be meaningful. We want this to be a way to engage everyone. We want this to be an opportunity to celebrate how far we've already come. You know, we've come a long way as an ecosystem in relatively short amount of time, and this is a great way to celebrate that, to include everyone in that celebration and include everyone in the conversation about how we're going to be moving forward, and continuing to learn, grow, and expand. And I just think, you know, we challenge ourselves to make this the best event it can be. And then probably what will happen is the bigger challenge is how to top the next, you know, the next time around. How are we going to top what we're doing now? So that will most likely be the biggest challenge that we'll face, but we'll
Yeah.
cross that bridge when we get to it.
That's a future you problem. That's
Exactly.
what I always say. Well,
Exactly.
something you mentioned earlier on, both about the event and the HX Venture Fund in general, is like really bringing together these three parties. Of course, the founders that will have the trickle-down effect of the investments and the investors that you're investing in through the fund, but there's also the limited partners that you bring on that are investing in the HX Venture Fund, right? So what's the value proposition for, you know, kind of making them a part of the day and to provide this event for those limited partners as well?
Totally. So HX Venture Fund could not do anything without its limited partners. Our limited partners are what makes the trains, you know, go around and keeps the model moving. And so a number of our limited partners are participating in our panel discussions. For instance, Ron Haddock, Director of Corporate Investing in M&A from LyondellBasell, will be speaking on the energy transition panel. Andrea Course, who's a principal at Shell Ventures, will be moderating our afternoon keynote with Mitchell Green. And then, you know, we have invited all of our limited partners to attend and engage with the ecosystem and see all their good work and celebrate their good work, honestly, because without them, we couldn't do any of what we're doing. Their trust and support are, you know, so greatly appreciated. And what it takes, you know, all of our limited partners care about making a meaningful impact to Houston. And so they put their trust in us to help with that impact, help make meaningful impact. And this is one way that we can celebrate our limited partners, celebrate our part in helping the Houston ecosystem progress up and to the right, and just really showcase all the good work that the whole ecosystem coming together, you know, that those corporations coming in and really being interested in innovation and really being interested in the impact that they're making on Houston is an integral piece of the puzzle that helps the ecosystem continue to progress forward.
It's such a good moment for them, I think, to like actually see. You don't get that a lot when you're investing. I mean, I know when y'all organize the days, the VCs come into town and get to meet with some founders. They also get to meet with some of the LPs, but never in one place does everyone come together. So that also must be really special for you and the team at HX Venture Fund to get excited about this moment that you'll finally get to have after all these years.
Truly, it is truly special. And, you know, when we speak with our limited partners or we speak with the VCs that we're collaborating with or the entrepreneurs, you know, we are always talking about bringing them together. And we do bring them together, not on this level that will be happening, but it is all about connecting those three groups. Because that's kind of the recipe to success. When you have all three of those groups working together, it's just going to make tech and innovation explode even further.
Yeah, you mentioned a little bit about how the next challenge is going to be topping this year's and next year's. So what do you already have? What thoughts do you already have about next year's event? And, you know, what else are you focused on the rest of 2022 within HX Venture Fund, besides like a well-earned break after y'all get through next week? You know, what's next on the horizon?
That's a great question. You know, we're just so focused on 2022 and making this the best event that it can be that we'll cross the bridge of 2023 when we get there. But we want to ensure that this year's event is going to be the best it can be. And I can assure you that we will top what we're doing this year, next year. I know that because we have some creative minds within the firm. But right now, focusing on the task at hand and honoring all of the speakers, sponsors, attendees that want to participate in this year's event. You know, we're completely honored and thrilled at the reception, the very positive receptivity that we've received from the ecosystem thus far, just through registrations, showing us that they are interested and do want to participate and engage. So, you know, without the ecosystem, without all of these different groups really having buy-in into what we're trying to do now, the event really wouldn't be much anyways. And so we want to honor the attendees. We want to honor our speakers, our sponsors who are helping making this event happen, our limited partners again. So really heads down on this year. And then for the rest of the year, continuing to just elevate the model, help as many corporates, VCs, and founders as we can make those connections, and just really helping impact Houston through our connections and bringing in that capital and acumen as we've promised and making those connections happen.
So just as a final call to action, what can people do to learn more about Venture Houston this year? Where can they go for more information and ticket opportunities?
Yes, you can register online. We've made it very easy. The website is venturehouston.com. Registration's still open. It is open until September 9th at 11:59. So we still have room throughout the venue, and we encourage anyone who is interested in attending to please register through the website, and you can learn about the different panels and speakers and what we have planned for the whole day on the website as well.
That overflow option is really great too for people who either can't, you know, get a ticket in time before it sells out, or wants an option to be a part of the day in a different way. So that's really great that y'all are doing that too. So very excited. I can't wait. I can't wait to see all your hard work really come to fruition. And also these panels, like I said before, are really great. So I'm excited to hear from all of these experts and see everybody in person.
Thank you, Natalie. We're beyond thrilled to be hosting this event and looking forward to seeing all of Houston in one room as well.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.